Okay. I thought we would maybe have time for a couple of cuts of new music, but we're running out of time, and Zombo's chomping at the bit here. The last song was, I think it was called In the Alley. Oh, it was See You in the Alley by Pittsburgh's Blues Orphans off of their relatively new CD, Who Ate My Sandwich? Okay, so what else do I have to tell you? I don't think I have nothing else to tell you. We're done here. I'm going to turn the mic over to Zombo as soon as I tell you that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Jake's Barber Shop. And that is a big Sandy and the Fly Right, the boys. Before that, we heard the Barber Seville instrumental surf version. It is the 4th of July, 2025. And today's show is the third layer of the pyramid of civilization. That's right, how we survive as a sort of society and a civilization. This is a service industry day. Most of you folks might even have the day off, which is nice. Celebrating barbers, bartenders, store clerks, insurance salesmen. It does sound dull, but believe me, it is dull. And we are going to muscle. That's exactly right. You know, human beings always muscle during dire circumstances. And we're going to chat later. We're going to hang out. We're going to enjoy this thing. Enjoy all those things. You know, if you have a kickback day, it's nice. If you're going to set some boom booms off, just make sure and hold them tightly. Because, you want to make sure that you get the full effect of that. And I think there's got to be a government figure somewhere, how many people get their fingers blown off every 4th of July. But, that abs don't matter, right? Yeah. With the hay. So, we're going to start with some barber stuff. We're going to get loosened up. We go to the bartender stuff. And got a request. You hang on. You call. You say what you want. And today is all service industry people. And I'm just like scooting. There's so many people that we rely on. Because these are people that, for example, when that whole pandemic hit, do you remember how crazy it was? People actually protesting in the street that they could not get their hair cut or their hair styled or their hair cut and styled. Yeah. That's how big a babies we are. You know, you need the muscle, you know? And the sad thing is we still got it really nice. But got to watch our back and keep it nice. Right? I don't know how to do that. If I had instructions on how to make everything better, you know, it's just talk, you know, and we'll chat later, okay? Because right now I got about 5 listeners, and then once 5 till 1 kicks in, then I get my full crowd. That's when a lot of these lazy bums wake up around noon, 12:30, still listening in their pajamas. All right, let's get in Tom Waits Barbershop. Zombo in your brain. On the 4th of July, 2025. How's the day?
Is as short as mine. Good morning, Miss Snip, Snip, Snip. Your haircut is as short as mine. Bedroom, lucky tiger, put your wax, crack attack, shoe shine, jaw, break a magazine, wax. Hang around the barbershop, side burning clothes, scrapping on a Mr. Ferguson. What's a good word with you? Staying out of trouble like a good boy should. I see still cutting hair, still cutting classes. Got a couple passes to the ring, brush, bond, a pair of suckers afternoon. You lost a little around the middle, you looking real good. Sitting on the wagon, still under the slow down, Mr. Brown. I heard you boys leaving town. I bought myself a struggle bug and suckers powder blue. Throw me over sports page. Cincinnati looking good. Series for the done, the hair's getting longer. that you can get a cheaper haircut if you won't cross the border. Your mama's on your smoking bitch, kick your ass. And you put it out, your juvenile would put it out fast. Well, if I had $1 million, what would I do? I'd probably be a barber, not a bum like you. Still got your paper out, now that's just fine. And you can pay me double, cause you chipped me last time.
Like a saxophone, he nods his head and he bats his eye. He shuffles his feet and he twitches his thighs. Everybody gets hip to the bop, but sure to pop the boogie on the razor strop. Pull the snap from the scissors, chick-a-shoe, and the blow from his comb, olier, olier, sounds just like a saxophone. People passing by never fail to stop when Shorty pops the boogie on the razor strop. Well, he charges me a dollar just to cut my hair. Enjoy it all while I'm in his chair. Take it easy is all I have to do. I feel like a million when he gets through. He handed my collar, he handed my tie. He looks at me with a gleam in his eye. He brushes me off and before he's through, says to my man, what else can I do? Oh yeah, he bows to me as he opens the door. Says, thank you sir, come back some more. That's Shorty the barber, now he's the top. When he pops the boogie on the razor strop, pull the snap from the scissors, chick-a-shoe, and the blow from his comb, olier, sounds just like a saxophone. People passing by never fail to stop when Shorty pops a boogie on the razor strop. When Shorty pops a boogie on the razor strop. When Shorty pops a boogie on the razor strop. When Shorty pops.
Barbershop, funky little number, Alex Padu. in front of that, Shorty the Barber. Lou Millet. Before that, we heard Bill Moore with Barbershop Rags. That started off with Tom Waits, For No One, with Barbershop. Zombo right here in your brain. And it is songs about the service industry. Why? Because we're just seeing just how complicated and how sturdy and how almost unshakable the pyramid of civilization can be. It's taken forever for us to build this. Even though it feels like a house of cards, even feels like it could tumble at any time, it might. I mean, not that long ago, man, people were in the streets, you know, living in shacks. You were talking about the Depression area. That whole Depression area, yeah. What can I tell you? It's good to appreciate what we got. Now, we're crazy thing about barbers, okay? I want to talk a little bit about this. This is fascinating. Obviously, it goes back like thousands of years, getting people's hair cut. But the pole outside the barbershop, the red stripe, the blue stripe, the white stripe. It's fascinating because barbers used to do more than cut hair. They were called chirotonsors. What that would mean is a barber could pull your teeth. That's what the white stripe was for on the barber pole. They could pull teeth. The red stripe, he could bloodlet. That's right. They could actually put leeches on you and let your blood do whatever it wants. That was a big thing back then. That's some stuff there. Bloodletting. And then also the blue stripe. That just means nothing too important. Just getting your hair cut. So it actually does have a meaning, barber pole. And what else about barbers? Yeah, but like I'm saying, they could do anything back then. There's barbers in India now that actually give you a chiropractic neck adjustment when you get your hair cut. So, yeah, it's kind of neat. So, celebrating all of this about the civilization pyramid, it does seem like we're on the edge of civilization, does it not? But I think humans always love to dangle on that. We always love to dangle. Even back, you go back to Roman times, you can go see the writings where they say, oh, the world's going to end, the whole thing. And it will sooner or later. But everybody wants to think their life is so important that it's going to end with them. You know, I'm going to witness the end of the world. I don't know about that, buddy. Number one, I don't think you'd like it too much. You know, it'd be nice just to kind of like, I'm just going to lay down on the couch and never wake up rather than have some big Armageddon ball of fire burn you to bits. I'd kind of take laying down on the couch in the nap and just not waking up. So there you be with that. Lot of crazy things in the world, of course. So I don't even know where to start. But I do want to let you know that I came up with this analogy. Everybody's feeling not so good. There's all this. Basically, we're just victims of domestic terrorism is basically what is going down now. And the fascinating thing is this, why do we feel like this? Why do I feel like this? And I pegged it to a good analogy. And this goes back to my third grade class. Okay. This is the third grade, with a bunch of bad kids, in class, of course. A teacher goes away. I think we have like some crazy crafts or something. And this is one of these formative things. There's things that happen in your life that might seem small and insignificant, but that actually really grows exponentially, especially when you're a little kid. Not to say this is some horrible, traumatic thing, but it's one of these things that gets you to think a little differently. And I remember the class before, we did these Plaster of Paris hearts. And had Virgin Mary and Jesus on there, and we painted them. And I remember, I did a really good job because that was a horrible. I couldn't stay in the line. I could barely stay in the lines. You know, I was one of those kids that just zero talent. So I remember having that. I was really happy that I just painted that. And it didn't look so horrible. And teacher leaves the room for a little bit. Couple of these kids go bat crazy. You know, they're throwing stuff. They're just being bad kids. Okay, just being bad kids. Like four or five kids out of the 40 be these bad kids. Throwing chalk, throwing erasers, you know, paper aeroplanes, making the desks not line up correctly. And in those kind of schools, in Catholic schools, you did not have the desks lined up. That it was good OCD practice for the future, you know. To make sure that the desks were all lined up perfectly. And that's one good thing that I saw today. I still line everything up nice and perfectly. So needless to say, teacher comes back in the room, sees this mayhem going on, disciplines the entire class. Everybody gets a spanking. Everybody. You know, and I'm sitting there. You know, I was looking at this thing, and I'm like, I'm looking at this Virgin Mary thing I did, and I'm thinking, what kind of God is this? You know? What kind of God is this? Everybody gets punished? You know, I was behaving. These kids next to me were behaving. We all got paddled because of this is exactly what's going on in this country right now. We are all getting disciplined by people's, a handful of people's bad actions, bad decisions, and just general horribleness. It's very sadistic. And there's some people that take a lot of pleasure in that. They take a lot of pleasure in other people, even though I got to admit, another childhood analogy, I remember there was a kid that would always, down the street, always get in trouble. And we always used to say, this is pretty, pretty weird. His mom used to really let him have it. You know, I mean, single mom, zero patience with this kid. And this kid was a terror. I got to give you this. This kid was a bad kid. And I remember just we would get the biggest kick. I don't know why. Some sick little thing. We go outside and we hear him get like spanked or paddled or whatever his mom was doing to him. And we thought it was funny. You sit outside the window and you hear this kid getting spanked and you think some other kid getting punished was funny. So there's a lot of childish things going on in this country now, and you actually pare it back into like a 9-10-year-old mindset, because that's pretty much we're dealing with this. We're dealing with a real infancy level of no empathy, but and it's all about, you know, I win, you lose. You know, it's really unbelievable to think. It's just that primitive of what we're going through. It's that primitive, you know. It's just joy. There's a joy in other people's suffering. I don't quite understand that. I mean, I grew out of that after that kid, you know, got spanked a few too many times by his mom and just wasn't funny anymore, you know. And it just wasn't that funny. And then it was like you grow up and you think, wow, poor kid. Ugh, man. So that's the thing. So you think it says, what kind of God makes this cool? I don't know. And that goes back to either the original God. There's two gods in this whole Christian religion. There's the Old Testament God, and that God was bad news, man. Let me make some floods. Let me make some earthquakes. How about a famine here? Yeah, let's put some plagues in. Let's have it rain some frogs. It was like the mean dad. And I think a lot of people really gravitate towards that mean dad. They always feel like, you know, if they're punished, I don't know why. It's like, I don't know. It comes back to them later or something nice. I have no idea what sick mind thinks that's a good idea. And then there's then the New Testament. Jesus comes along. And then he's like, hey, I'm going to cure all these people. I want everybody. So it's just this crazy antithesis. If you look at the that's why you gotta understand like why the whole religion thing today is so twisted up, because they take a lot of the old stuff that is the brutal and the very selfish and the very sadistic original God 1.0, and then you get the God 2.0, which was benevolent, and they take those benevolent words, but they still underneath it have that bedrock of sadism and I don't know, man. Human, it's just a mess. It's always been a mess, friends. You know, but we got to muscle. We have to muscle. We have to be resilient. I mean, if you look at a lot of things, a lot of countries, we're not exceptional. We're just a run-of-the-mill country. Don't kid yourself. I know it's 4th of July and everything, Independence Day, this and that. Oh, goody, goody. Set up some firecrackers and have a hot dog. Good on you. We're not more any exceptional than any other country. It's not like we're some magic country. We're not. We're just like everybody else. And we, you know, and everybody else every now and then had to have the a-hole. You know, Mussolini, all those people, all these countries had the a-hole at one time or another. It's our turn. And we have to muscle. And we have to muscle through this. And we'll get by just fine. Or we won't. But so, there you go. I just wanted to bring that little analogy up real quick that it says everybody being punished for the actions of a minority. And when you look at it, there's like 30% of the people of this country are responsible for this nonsense. 30% have 30%, you know, 30 some odd percent have, you know, more empathy and really want to help people. Another 30 some percent don't care. They want to just prop their feet up and not mess with anything in the government, not mess with anything other than, and you can't blame them. People just, the average person just wants a roof over their head, enough to eat, and some fun. That's all you can really expect out of life, right? A roof over your head, someplace safe. And we actually did this when we did Maslow's pyramid of hierarchy of needs. We've shown that the most important things are like, you know, first you need, of course, you need food and water. And then above that, you need shelter and warmth and safety. The average person, you know, just wants that and some nice things. And then life's over before you know it. So it's nice to have a few nice things and a nice little thing. But if you look at human beings, you go back and life, even up until like the 1910s, 1920s, it was a short, miserable struggle of a life. Yeah. And then they would say, you know, it's the, and then, you know, I'll tell you what happened. This country became great. You know, we were great once. And this is fascinating when you think of, you know, the whole people want to make America great and stuff like that. You know, the one moment when we were, now, of course, there was always problems. But the one moment when we were great, when we were the good guys, this is ironic, when we were fighting fascism and Nazism. How funny is that? Like the 1930s, 40s, all that stuff that was going on in Germany. We were the great nation then because we helped fight fascism and Nazism, and it won, and we won. Isn't that ironic? Don't you think that's funny? It is just so strange how that all turns around. That the moment that the closest thing we ever got to greatness was being the good guy, one of the good guys in World War II, and defeating Nazism and fascism. Yeah, kind of ironical, huh? All right, let's get back to the barber chair, you know? And that barber chair, that's why the barber chair was so weird. Because they had all those things because they actually needed to extract teeth and they needed to do bloodletting. That's why that's such a complicated gizmo, the barber chair. So there you go. Here's a beautiful tune. William Orbit, Barber's Adagio. Zombo in your brain. Relax your fur and get a good trim. And enjoy what sunshine and goodness are around us now. Right? Gotta look to that side of the spectrum. In your brain.
I'm into this barber chair now, sir. I will give you a neat haircut and trim. Also trim your pocket before her and massage your spots where your hair is thin. A happy hello, a friendly greeting at your chosen barbershop friends you're meeting. Your barber's big smile says you're welcome here. Now relax while hair's cut in this place of good cheer. Man, oh man, how very nice you look after clippers go clickety click click. Charmed you like a hero in a book. You're all fixed to date that cute little chick. Till your turn just past the time of day with a gossip around the neighborhood. Read what others in the papers say. On the woman's page, you'll learn of new food. A happy hello, a friendly greeting at your chosen barbershop friends you're meeting. Your barber's big smile says you're welcome here. Now relax while haircuts in this place of good cheer.
Inspiration for your hairstyle.
Oh my God.
Some of the ladies asked me if that was all your hair. That's your hair.
Yes, it is. It's mine. I paid cash for it. Every bit of it.
Oh, that's yours, though, isn't
it? Did you break anything? I bought it all. I think that when you buy something, it's yours. Is that right? Shut up. I bought it.
Down in Birmingham, they have a barber shop there. Got a barber working at the very last chair. They form a line out to the street. Snippity, snippity, clippity, clippity is a treat. He does the barbershop boogie, a boogie with a barbershop beat. How they love the rhythm of his scissors and comb. Customers who haven't got a hair on their dome get in a hassle for that seat. Snippity, snippity, clippity, clippity is a treat. He does the barbershop boogie, the boogie with the barbershop beat. Snip, snip, they rock and they roll. Oh, look at how they boogie round the barbershop pole. Clip, clip, and what does he do? He sticks a little Dixie in a shaving shampoo. When the blues get in your hair, then hop in your car. Come to town, he'll cut them down to eight to the bar. He'll send you out with dancing feet. Snippity, snippity, clippity, clippity is a treat. He does the barbershop boogie, a boogie with the barbershop beat. A little Dixie and a shaving shampoo. When the blues get in your hair, then hop in your car.
come to town, he'll cut them down to 8 to the bar. He'll lend you out with dancing feet. Slippity, slippity, clippity, clippity is a treat. He does a barbershop boogie, a boogie with a barbershop beat.
There was an in-love lady barber who wanted what she could not have. She climbed up the mountains too high. She fell over and over again. Sunshine, to touch each brand new drop of rain, to travel the length of a rainbow and never come back again. She wanted to lie in straw meadows, to feel capital love everywhere, yet way, way down deep, deep inside her. There was an in-love lady barber who wanted what she could not have. She climbed up the mountains too high. She fell over and over again.
A foolish barber and his wife. She was his reason and his life. And she was beautiful. And she was virtuous. And he was...
Oh, you know we're not finishing this tune. I think it's from Sweeney Todd. Barber and his wife. Before that, we heard The Lady Barber by Lynn Castle and last Friday's Fire. Tommy Socia with Barbershop Boogie. The Barbershop singing Jack Curran. So we're going to lose that a little bit. So don't worry. We're almost out of the hair. We're almost out with the barbers. And we're getting into bartenders. Okay? So that's the next occupation. Well, today is celebrating the service industry. People who, you know, most of these people are self-employed. So that's kind of cool. Most of the barbers are, they have their own gigs, you know. Remember, when you go to a hair salon, you know, but it's one of these things where the good hair salon, the good, they have their own business. You know, you go to Supercuts or something like that, you're going to get a Supercuts. They don't care. It to them, it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's just like going to the McDonald's for something to eat. My dad used to cut hair. I think everybody's dad used to cut hair one time, you know, especially in the summertime. I mean, luckily we didn't get the bowl on the head haircut. We didn't get the weird Paul haircut. You know, we got the baldy bean, which is just pretty much like, okay, I'm done shearing the dog. Let's get over here. Sit down. Oh man. And you know, nothing's worse than getting that. That fresh baldy bean and going into school the next day with the fresh baldy bean haircut. You know, it just was not attractive. And it's amazing how people judge you by your hair. You know, it really is. It's kind of interesting because they always looked at, like, you know, with like the whole hippie thing. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm doing as far as this pyramid of civilization, this is crazy. So I'm adding all these layers. So we're just, today is like the service industry. I think next week is going to be like, doctors And then the week after that is going to be like, you know, preachers and priests. And the one above that is going to be soldiers. And then above that's going to be, but the very tip top of the pyramid, above king, above ruler, above all that stuff, we're going to put two shows. And I think it's going to be so much fun. These are the groups of people that just prop their feet up on top of the pyramid of civilization and want nothing to do with anything close to being a part of the society. And the first group is old school. There's going to be a whole show about hobos, bums, and tramps. And there's a difference between a hobo, bum, and a tramp. And we'll explain that when we get to that show. And then, on top of that, the intellectual ones. The hippies and the beatniks. So I have a really good show all about hippies and beatniks. So yeah, just a nice little theme show. Zombo in your brain today. If you're joining me for the first time, get out of here. You don't understand what's happening. The show scares you. It makes you think. It doesn't make you think. It makes you angry. It makes you laugh. It makes you poop your pants all at the same time. There is Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine on this station. Mondays, 11 a.m., where we go 1 year back in time, and I play a show from exactly a year ago. And that is Mondays at 11 to 2, and right here on this here station. If you want to download shows, you can at zombo.world. That's right. There's a website called zombo.world, and that takes you to a SoundCloud page with about 5-6 years of shows that you can kind of examine. And it's kind of fascinating, this whole journey, because we started doing shows in 2020 online because of COVID. We couldn't come in the station. So I start doing all these like crazy deep theme shows, like these epic theme shows, rather than, okay, not today. It's all about, you know, going to the bathroom, that kind of. But back then, I did a whole show on like on germs, and I did a whole thing called the human experience, where what it's like to be a human being, all the different facets of being a human being, and that was a whole series. Then after that series, went through space and time and travel, and then after that, we went into like the structures of society and the structures of human existence, and this is a so for me. This show still, after 30 years of doing radio, we're still exploring. It's just because there's no shortage of interesting music. There's no shortage of unbelievably crazy things going on in the world. And we're just this tiny little grain, this tiny little lost speck in this gigantic, unbelievably large, and I mean unbelievably large universe. We're on this little speck, not even a stone. We're on like this little, it's wild when you think about it. A grain, you look at that pictures of outer space, it's like, oh, that little thing there is Earth. That little thing there. Yet it's so much trouble and so much strife. Really, human beings were only made to be here to experience the universe in a good way. And that's just my opinion. The universe made us to enjoy the spectacle. I mean, you imagine this big, gorgeous universe and nobody to look at it or it's just there. Nobody to really perceive it. You know, and we're just seeing just a small little tiny bit of that. You know, the blue of the skies and star. And most of the stars you see in the sky are all dead. It's all light from dead stars because they're so far away. Yeah, it's unbelievable. When you think that, you know, basically we are just here to be the universe experiencing ourselves. And that is how we were really put down here. And then there's just too much of them. The too many of us. We had too good of a time, you know, just hanging out, too good of a time. And then we start overpopulating. I'm talking about like, you know, even caveman times. When there was like maybe 80, 90 human beings on the earth. Man, that was killer. That was great. But then all of a sudden, there's more and more, and they start fighting for resources. Or there's one group doesn't believe what the other group believes. And then this weird superstition kicks in. And then it just layers and layers and layers of mistrust, and layers of prejudice, layers of hate, layers of misunderstanding, and layers of people that are just lost and don't know what to do. Yeah, when there was like 80, 90 people on the earth, man, whew, that was killer. Now, the Mormons got it right, believe it or not. Sure, they're crazy as just any other religion. But in the Mormon religion, when you die, you get your own damn planet. That's for true. Man, if I was to sign up with anything, give me a planet. Give yourself an own planet. And then just do what you want on your own planet. No man's an island, but I bet you a bunch of folks really like having their own planet. That's right, Planet Z. Planet Z would have oh man, you this little couple hours we share together, this is just a little island of madness in a world of crazy. Could you imagine a whole world driven with this kind of curiosity, this kind of like outrageousness, and this kind of like exploration of music? Yeah, yeah. Welcome to my planet, Zombo in your brain. On your planet. So let's finish up. I know this is not like a very exciting, theme, but it's important. You know, people doing stuff are the pillars of civilization. So here's the barbershop rag. How about that? Wow, that is such a stretch. I should tell you something important, though. Damn it, I should tell you something important. I didn't even tell you one of these things. All right, let me see here. What's a good one? All right. Ah, well, this is a nice thing. Big brothers, big sisters, gigantic brothers, supersized sisters. That's right. Who brought your magic in your life? Well, you know, you could look at me, but please don't. Who took you to a ball game? I got your ball game right here. Who showed you how to find the North Star? Well, I just talked about that. Well, anyhow, you can do those things when you become a big brother, big sister, big giant brother, super sister. That's right. Do something that almost anybody can do. Just be a friend that a kid needs one. Mm-hmm. Have some fun together. Don't look at me. I hate kids. I hate them. Hate them with a passion. I get too nervous around them. I don't like them. They stink and they're dirty. No thank you, please. Kids learn from each other. Help discover those little moments to make it. So you do this. You do this and enrich your life, okay? So big brothers, big sisters, learn about the mentoring opportunities. There you go. 412-363-6100. Get yourself a little sister, big brother, whatever. Just do something, all right? What else I got to tell you about? That's a good one. We'll get to that one later. There's one thing I have in particular that I would like to get to talk to you about today. And, of course, you know, when I'm looking for it, I can't find it. And I'm looking for compulsive eaters. It's not to be found. That's a weird thing. There it is. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. Now, you think about like compulsive eaters. I'm going to tell you about that. But it's worse than compulsive eaters are compulsive rich people. They can't get enough. So basically, if you take the idea of like people that are just very compulsive and basically can never have enough food, those kind of people, like, you know, oh, look at that person. What a horror. You know, those are ostracized people because they have an issue. Okay, let me tell you. Compulsive Eaters will do this. It's a local nonprofit organization year-round, helps people in the community with a 12-step. That step that involves the God thing, no, you need that one. But it's 12-step self-help group. Anybody's got a problem with food, okay? Weighing too much, eating too much, being too fat, too thin, other food-related issues. Makes sense, right? Call for this meeting, 412-225-1664, and learn about Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. It's simple, it's fast, and it works. Now you say, okay, that person needed an intervention. He's got a real issue with food and ingestion. No different from these people that never have enough money. All right? Okay? Compulsive Too Much Money Anonymous is a local nonprofit organization that helps year-round. Now, those need those 12 steps. For people who have problems with too much money, not enough money, eating money, not having enough money, doing absolutely horrible things because they don't have enough money, doing absolute horrible things because they do have enough money and want more money, and more money-related food issues. There you go. They have meetings throughout the Pittsburgh area. Can you imagine that? Someone says, I am, and I'm rich, and I'm obsessed, and I am controlled by money. A lot of people are controlled by money. They can never, ever, ever stop making enough money. Never. Never, ever. And you have $1 billion. I mean, who needs $1 billion? What billionaire needs a tax cut? I'm sorry. Dude, nobody's going hungry. Nobody's treading on you, baby. You know, I think it is fascinating that they were like praying that this thing passes so they can starve children and knock them off Medicaid. That sounds like old school God 1.0. The old God that smites people, makes flood. And you know the funny thing is about Noah? Noah did the whole thing with the whole fairy story of Noah and the Ark. You know, maybe that could just be a fairy story, or it could be a lesson about climate change. How about that? You know, Noah said, hey, you know, it's going to be a big flood, a big climate change thing. Ah, you're cuckoo. The end. So, yeah, so there you go. So maybe this wise book was telling folks about climate change. You can make the Bible say anything. You can make any of those holy books say anything. They were written by people a million years ago, super vague. They've been reinterpreted, and they have been like, you know, kings and scholars and people who of devious nature have got in there and actually changed all of those words. Who knows where those damn words came from? You know? You know, they're originally probably stories around the campfire just to keep your kids from, you know, there's this place, it's hot like hell, like that fire there. So don't you go out there and do that, or you're going to go to a place where it's hot like that. And that's how these stories start. You know, people that don't have a good moral compass, and there's a lot of folks out there that don't have a moral compass. They need the whole God thing that's going to punish them, invisible man in the sky, if they do something bad. So there. Where was I? How did I even get here? Holy crap, I need a haircut. RCT!